read a poem by Mary Oliver. It's from a book called Devotions. Mary Oliver is a poet, probably in her 70s now, but she uses nature in almost all of her writings, in all of her poetry. And there's a, I think there's a spiritual quality to what she writes and the way that she writes. So this morning I said, okay, Buddha, what are we going to talk about? And he said, go to Mary Oliver's Devotions and open the page. And that's what I did. So this is what you get. And I don't even know what this is. The title of it is Six Recognitions of the Lord. So this is one of them, number four. Of course, I have always known you are present in the clouds, and the black oak I especially adore, and the wings of birds. But you are present too in the body, listening to the body, teaching it to live instead of all that touching with disembodied joy. We do not do this easily. We have lived so long in the heaven of touch, and we maintain our mutability, our physicality, even as we begin to apprehend the other world. Slowly, we make our appreciative response. Slowly, appreciation swells to astonishment, and we enter the dialogue of our lives that is beyond all understanding or conclusion. It is a mystery. It is love of God. It is obedience. So, in reading it, I think oftentimes we live in a very dual world. We see the flowers, the birds, the cars, the tatami mat, and we appreciate those things. Sometimes we find them annoying. But in doing that, we take it away from the experience within us. I read an article the other day, and it was talking about when people do Zazen, one of the teachings or techniques is that just to observe your breath, just to observe your thoughts, just to observe a noise that comes up and your reaction to it. And in this article, it was promoting the idea of participating, which I think she's talking about with her live in the body. So to participate in that noise, or in that sound or that thought. And now that's not to say when you have a thought about, you know, you're worried about what your kid's going to do or what's going to happen at work, that's not to say get participation in that and just kind of go off running with it. But it's to participate in being aware of that thought, you know, that it comes and it goes. So she says, we are present too in the body, listening to the body, teaching it to live. Sometimes in religions or philosophies, there's this message that whatever we're doing is not good enough. You know, we should do something better, we should be more awake, we should be more alert, we should be more intentional. And yet all we really have is where we are right now. I also read, now I don't know if this is weird or not, but it's kind of weird to me. When we perform an action, that scientists are proving that that action has already started, I think it's 7 seconds before, like before I move my hand, my hand is already moving. Now, I don't know, maybe that's weird, but yeah, maybe it's true, but that's what I'm hearing more of, that. So it's that participating in what's already going on. I move my hand, it's too late to say, well, I shouldn't move my hand right then. I move my hand. Or if I've had a thought, it's too late to say, I shouldn't have had that thought. I had that thought. And so I think she's saying, to listen to it, let it be a teacher. And instead of all that touching with disembodied joy. And I think, again, the idea of the touching is that dual thing, you know, that I touch it at the mat, or I touch the cheek, or I touch the flower, whatever comes. But to really, really to be part of that. Now, we can't do that all the time, obviously. But we live in a very busy world. We live in a world that has things to do and places to go and comic books to read and all that kind of thing. But if we can become a little bit more aware of where we are, who we are, and what we're doing. And I think, again, that's what Zazen does. It provides that time just to be to try to quiet our minds a little bit from the external noise. It's so lovely up here. It's so quiet. Some places that I've sat, it's been in the middle of town, and there's sirens going by, and there's the neighbors having a party, and it's really a treat and a gift to be able to sit up here where it's generally quiet. You can see a motorcycle or an ambulance or a cheer or a shout down there, but it's generally pretty quiet. So she says, slowly we make our appreciative response, and slowly we begin to learn how to pay attention, how to enjoy, how to really celebrate and participate in this life that we have been doing. She says, how is it? It's a mystery. We don't know. We can't say, I'm going to do this. We can hope we do that, but until it's actually done, we haven't done it. We just said we're going to. So, it is a mystery. It is love of God, and in my mind, I try not to put God as any one thing, but just whatever it is at that particular moment. Now, for some people, the idea of God has a certain image, a certain attributes, traits, and that's fine. Nothing. That's not wrong. It's just what works for different people. You have to pay attention to that. And pay attention to what works for your heart, not for somebody else's heart or what they say should be the way. So if you ever have a chance to pick up any of Mary Oliver's books, just open them to a page and see what the universe has guided you to, and